Yud Tes Teves, 26th of December. Start the day at Hoa Way, combined with Yarfa Kala, Northwest London. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Greenberg.
Good morning. Welcome to the first of the Yarfa Kala of the 3 days. It truly is a Kiddush Hashem to see people come together on the only days of the year that they have off of work to be Lomed Torah together. Safsa Achas is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and it's a little bit of a proof that every single morning you'd love to be sitting here and learning, but you have no choice, you have to go to work. So it really, retrospectively, gives you the Schab Lomed Torah for every single morning. When a person has the opportunity and he grabs the opportunity, that shows where his true intent really lies. The power of Torah and the tremendous application of Torah to this time of the year of Shavuot is brought down in many Sforim, that one of the focuses of the time of Shavuot should be on Lomed Torah. Lomed Torah is one of the ways one rectifies that which needs to be rectified in the time of the weeks of Shavuot, Shmos Ve'era, Boi B'Shalach, Yisro Mishpatim, etc., all the way through to the end of Tetzaveh. Why Torah is so tied into the weeks of Shavuot? Let's focus for a few moments on just a small ha'ara, a small little nekuda in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and perhaps from there we'll be able to bring out a little understanding of Torah, a new understanding of the limit of Torah, which will give us some connection to the weeks of Shavuot. The Shulchan Aruch passes in Aruch Chaim, Siman Mem Zayin, that Hamahara B'Divrei Torah is somebody who just thinks in Divrei Torah, Ein Sarach L'Vorech. He doesn't need to make a bracha. He doesn't need to make Birchas HaTorah. There's no Chiyuv Birchas HaTorah for Hiru B'Torah. Why? Because we pass in Hiru Lav K'Dibur Dami. Hiru doesn't have the same halachas, the same relevance as Dibur does. And the halacha of Birchas HaTorah is only on Dibur, not on Hiru. Hamahara B'Divrei Torah, Ein Sarach L'Vorech. That's a mechaba brought down from the Rishonim. Hamahara B'Divrei Torah, Ein Sarach L'Vorech. The Gon, the in the Shulchan Aruch, says he doesn't understand. He said, yes, when one needs dibur, then of course, if the bracha is on the dibur, then here a lav kedibur domi. But the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha which Chazal instigated. They set up a bracha purely for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah of Talmud Torah cannot only be with dibur. It must be with lev as well, with hira as well. Because it says, v'hagisa b'yemen v'layla, and ain't higoyen ela b'lev, hegen libi, we see higoyen, v'hagisa is b'lev as well. So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah with lev, with thought, with hira. And if there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah with hira, then there should also be a chiyuv achayvus bracha on that limit, chiyuv limit Talmud Torah. If there's a kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah with hira, then I should have to make a bracha. So why is there any difference between the Torah which is thought, Torah behiru, to Torah which is learned, bepeh bedibur? Why should there be a difference? And the Gaon taka takes on, and halacha, you should actually make a bracha even on hira. So machlekes between the Gaon and the Mechaber. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, even the Mechaber agrees, mitzvah Talmud Torah lechayr is behegir nibi. He must agree, it's a possible, gisa b'yem v'layla. But he holds that that there's a key of mitzvah with higoyim, with hira, but the chayvah's bracha is only on the peh, only on dibur. The Rukiv Eger quotes in the Tshuva from the Chaviz Yoy. The Chaviz Yoy says Pshat in the Mechaber as follows. He says, we know that if you look in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Yud Aleph, when the Rambam explains the background to the Chayva of Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, so the Rambam says, Hishit Sivonu, Lilmoit Chachma Satayr Lelamda. A person has an obligation to Lilmoit, to learn Chachma Satayr Ulelamda and to teach it. One mitzvah, Lilmoit Chachma Satayr Ulelamda. Hushanika Talmud Torah. That's the definition of what we call Talmud Torah. Hu Amru Vashinantam Levanecha. Where do we know that from? What's the pasuk in the Torah which tells us that you have an obligation to learn? And which the Rambam says, not just an obligation to learn, it's an obligation, Lilmoit Chachma Satayr Ulelamda, the source, the Mekari of it in the Torah is a pasuk v'shinantam levanecha. V'shinantam levanecha v'loshav sifri levanecha ele talmidecha. The Mekari in the Torah, says the Rambam, the Mekari, the source that one has a chayv, an obligation to learn Torah, is v'shinantam levanecha. That we don't learn from the other psukim in the Torah. There are other psukim in the Torah, but the Mekari, says the Rambam, is v'shinantam levanecha. Hu shitzivanu lilmoy chachmas ha-Torah lelamda. The chayv es limatay is lilmoy chachmas ha-Torah ulelamda, and to teach it. The primary obligation of a person to learn Torah is lilmoy chachmas ha-Torah lelamda. If there's a limud Torah which is not lelamda, you're not fulfilling your primary obligation of limud Torah. Lilmoy chachmas ha-Torah lelamda. And again, if you look through the Rambam in the beginning, in Yad, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, right at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, you will find almost the same thing. The Rambam there starts off in Perek Aleph of Talmud Torah. We'd imagine that the Rambam is trying to tell us the halachas of Talmud Torah. He should tell us person has an obligation to learn, he has an obligation to sit down and remain, you'd imagine the Rambam should express it in some form or other of a person's obligation to learn Torah. Says the Rambam, Kishem, it says halacha base. Halacha talks about Noshim Avodim Peturim Talmud Torah, Avakatan Oviv Chayv Lelamdei. Sorry, Noshim Avodim Peturim Talmud Torah, Avakatan Oviv Chayv Lelamdei Torah. Shneim Lelamatim Meisim Es Bneichem. Kishem Shadim Chayv Lelamdes Benoi. Kachu Chayv Lelamdes Ben Benoi. Veidatim Avnecho Veleib Nechov Veleib Benoi Ben Benoi Vuvad. And the Mitzvah Kol Chacham Chacham Yisrael Lelamid Es Kol Talmidim Etc. A whole Arichas in the Rambam in the obligation of a person to teach Talmidim, an obligation of a person to teach his children. Lelamid Torah. And here the Rambam is telling us Hilchas Talmud Torah. He's telling us the chayva, the obligation we have to learn Torah. The way he expresses it is primarily the chiyav lilmei Torah ulalamda. Why? Because the source in the Torah where the Rambam learns the mekayah of Hilchas Talmud Torah from is v'shanam to levenecho. Learn Torah. How does one learn Torah? Lilmei tchachos atayu ulalamda. That's the primary zayis hakosuf of the chiyav lilmei Torah. Therefore, says the Chavis Yor, Mekiveg quotes the Chavis Yor. He says if that's the mekayah of the chiyav lilmei Torah, then the Chazal. When the Chazal were misakin the bracha on Bichas HaTayah, they were only misakin the bracha on the primary chiv of Limatayah. Of course, there's a chiv of Yigisa Bayayim Malayla, and there's a chiv of Yigayin as well, and the Rambam quotes that a bit later in Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, a bit later in Hilchas Tamatayah. But the primary and the main focus of the chiv of Limatayah is Lilmud Chachas Matayah Lalamda. Therefore, when Chazal set up and they were misakin the Bichas HaTayah, they were only misakin the Bichas HaTayah on a Tayah where you can be Mekayim. It's going to be a limitator which I can be mekayim machayva of a shinantum. If I can't be mekayim machayva of a shinantum, then there's no chiyuv limit. There's no chiyuv bichas atayah. Bichas atayah, Chazal said, is only on the primary chiyuv of limitator. What's the primary chiyuv? Vishinantam. What's Vishinantam? Lilmateo Lalamda. Therefore, if I'm a Harab a Divri Teira, I might be Mekayim and Mitzvahs, Talmateo, Vigisubayim and Laila, but I can't be Mekayim the primary Chiyav, which is Vishinantam Lavanecha. If I can't be Mekayim Vishinantam Lavanecha, because nobody can hear me when I'm thinking. No Talmud can understand what I'm saying when I'm just thinking. That's not a Shinun. That's not a Chayvus Limud, which can pass on to a Talmud. Therefore, that's not the Chayvah. I've not been Mekayim, my main Chayvah of Talmateo. Therefore, on that limitation, there's no chiyuv bichas atayah. So of course the Gaon's right, and v'higisa b'yom v'laila is v'higisa is higoyin. Higoyin is v'hegoyin libi. It's in one's heart. Thought is also a key of mitzvah tamatayah. But the primary limitayah, the primary chayva is v'shinantum levanecha, a limitayah which can be taught and should eventually come to being taught. That's the main key of limitayah. On that there's a chayvus bichas atayah. And any other limitayah, there's no chayvus bichas atayah. So therefore, the Mechaber paskens, a maharib divitayah ain't sorach levorich. The Chachmas Adam in Nishmas Adam, who's a Talmud of the Gaon, he quotes the Gaon, and he gives a very similar teretz. Slightly different, but very similar. And in Nishmas Adam, in Eis Dalet, in Klal Tes, which is the Hilchas Brachas of Tfilas, he says, Hiksha Agro, given the Hibichas at HaMitzvahs, or Bichal HaMitzvah Gamkin Hero, Kumashi Kosov Vigisuba Yemim Lailam, Loshin Hegyan Nibi. Why don't you make a bracha? Venerely, says the Chacham Sodom. The Kibben, the Chai Adam, the Kibben, the Bichas Atayah, Nafkulam Mikro, the Kishem Hashem Ekro, since the Mikro of the Bichas Atayah is learned from the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekro, what's Kriya? Kriya Haina Dibble. Kriya Haina Dibble. Olachain, Gamma Chachomim, Le Tiknu Bracha ala Hiru. Therefore, Chachomim didn't institute a bracha on Hiru, if he's any Nikka. It's not a Kriya. True. Again, says Nishma Sodom. I agree with you, Rebbe. I agree with you, Gaon, that you are Mekayim and Mitzvah Stamateria on Hegge Nibi, on Higoyen. Yagisa Vayayim and Malayla, you are fulfilling your Mitzvah Stamateria with a Higoyen. That's Kor. You are fulfilling your Mitzvah Stamateria. But the Chayvas Broche is only instituted on a Kishem Hashem Ekro. When there's a Kriya of Shem Hashem, which is Teira, then there's a Chayvas Broche. Only that type of Limiteria is a Chayvas Broche. And then he continues, and he says something very interesting. He says, "Ve'egam efshe." It could even be mashakosa v'higisa. The whole obligation for us to learn v'higisa v'hegin nibi is haina b'shash eni yachel adaba. That's only if you can't speak. A person first should be Maitzi bepeh. If you can't, then it's a hegyu nibi. V'hachin nami nirli, says the Chacham Sadam. Masha kasav layomu sefer Torah im sefer Torah zem mipicha v'higisa. The pasuk says layomu sefer Torah zem mipicha, from your mouth, then v'higisa. That means hanukish yochol alzay layomu sefer mipicha. If you can't spell it out and you can't speak it out by word of mouth, then bepicha, you must spell out Torah by the word of mouth. When you can't, b'shas mulchamah sheyef shebedibul akalponim v'higisa, because be'emes ikem mitzvahs limud hu bepeh. The main limud Torah is bepeh, and therefore, since that's the main limud Torah, how do we know that's the main limud Torah? K'ma shekasa v'shinantam sheyef shenunim b'ficha. The Gemara Kedushin dashes v'shinantam sheyef mechudadim b'ficha. Torah should be clear, it should be sharp, it should be there, it should be ready and available, accessible. That somebody asks you something, you should be able to answer immediately. The lashon of the Gemara is sheyef mechudadim b'ficha, because shinum means peh. Shinum means to be able to express it by word of mouth. Therefore, says the Nishma Sadam, the main chayva of limud Torah, I believe, is bepeh. That's the shinantum. That's bepeh. And therefore, Chazal were only masakin a bracha on a limud Torah bepeh. A limud Torah, which is not a limud Torah bepeh, there's no chayva's bracha. That's not the main primary key of mitzvah's limud Torah when you're learning behiru. Yes, you mekayim a mitzvah. Of course, you mekayim a mitzvah. But the main obligation of limud Torah is to be mitzvah Torah bepeh, to be able to express it by word of mouth. The shinantum, shinun. Therefore says the Chai Adam, it's Pashut. Of course the Gaon's right, there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah on Hero, but the Chayvas Bracha, Chazal were only Masakin on the primary Kiyum Mitzvah of Limud Torah, and that's Bepeh. A very similar Pshat to the Chavashah, slightly different but very similar. We find in Chazal, in many places, the Chayva of learning Bepeh. Before we mention the Chazal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Kidva Hashem Bozo Zeh Haloy Meteor Ve'inu Melamdo. Dva Hashem Bozo, can we understand? Can we imagine what that means? Dva Hashem Bozo, you've been Mevazah, you've despised the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you've learned Torah, we're talking about somebody who's a Masmid, he's locked himself in his attic for 20 years and he's learned 20 every day, 24 hours a day, but he's never taught the word of Torah. It's Kidva Hashem Bozo. Kidva Hashem Bozo. The Medrash in Ves Chanan says very similarly. He says somebody who's learned Torah, the primary focus of limud Torah is going to be limud Torah that you can express by word of mouth. And not only can you must express it by word of mouth, you've got to be able to pass it on to Talmidim. And if you don't pass it on to Talmidim, there's something missing. There's something missing in your limud Torah. There's something missing in your Kiyum Mitzvah's limud Torah, to the extent that the Gemara Sanhedrin can call it Dva Hashem Bozo, and the Medrash in Beis Chana will say, Ein Lecha Hevel Gadol Mizeh. Ein Lecha Hevel Gadol Mizeh. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Tezvov. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Tezvov. There's a Machlekes in the Machlekes Tanoim. Mishnah and the Gemara quotes a Brisa. Hakayish Shema. Somebody who reads Krishma, Sarish Yashmiya Lo'oznoi. He's got to read it he's got to read it, express it, say it loud enough that you can hear it himself. Yashmiya Lo'oznoi, you can actually hear what he's saying. Shenema Shema Yisrael. That's the Shifta of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then the Gemara quotes the end of the Brisa where Meir disagrees. Where Meir disagrees, there's no chiyuv to be mashmiya la'ozna. The Gemara continues a little bit later, and the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, machlekes b'krishma. The machlekes, whether you have to be mashmiya la'oznoi or not mashmiya la'oznoi, whether you have to spell out Krishma loud enough that you can actually hear it yourself, or you don't actually have to hear it yourself, is a machlekes only by Krishma. Avo b'sham mitzvahs, by all other brachas, Rashi says sham mitzvahs, when it comes to all other brachas, divrei akol le'yotza, everybody agrees you're not yotza if you don't say it loud enough that you can be mashmiya la'oznei. Dechsev haskes v'shma Yisrael. Which the Gemara asked, Meisvei, lo yivarech adam b'riches ha'mazon b'liboi v'im b'rich yotza, ela yitma hachi yitma. The Gemara says it can't be. The Brisa says, Mefurish, if you say brachas which are not mashmiya la'oznei, you're yotza, how can you say lo yotza? So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to retract and say the other way around. The machlekes b'krishma. The machlekes whether you have to be mashmiya la'oznei or not is by Krishma. Dechsev Shema Yisrael. It says Shema Yisrael, so he has to be able to be mashmir la'oznei. Aval b'sham mitzvahs, when it comes to the other mitzvahs, divrei akol yotza. Everybody agrees you yotza. Dechsev, the Gemara says, how can you say everybody agrees you yotza? Dechsev haskes or Shema Yisrael. So you see, it's got to be Shema. And for the Gemara answers, ahu b'divrei teyer. Dechsev haskes or Shema Yisrael is only by divrei teyer. Zeis a custom of haskes or Shema Yisrael is by divrei teyer. All other brachas, there's no chayv of hashmir la'oznei. Krishma is machlekes because there's a pasuk Shema Yisrael. Torah Torah is haskei, so Shema Yisrael. Torah has to be mashmir la'oznei. The Pnei Yeshua says pshat in his Gemara. So machlekes halachim and pshat in the Gemara. But the Pnei Yeshua here clearly explains the Gemara. The Gemara's maskama haskei, so Shema Yisrael is that not only when you learn Torah must you say it bepeh, but you've got to be mashmir la'oznei. Enormous chiddush. You have to be mashmir la'oznei as well. Chayvas limud Torah can only be niskayim if you might see the Torah bepeh and you can be mashmir la'oznei. That's the main focus, the primary kiyum of mitzvah tamat Torah. Yes, maybe there's a kiyum of a gisa b'yayim v'layla, but that's not the true kiyum of mitzvah tamat Torah. The true kiyum of mitzvah tamat Torah is when you haskes u'shma Yisrael. Not only can you have to be mitzvah b'peh says of Bnei Yeshua, but enormous chiddush. You have to say it loud enough that you can be mashmiyah l'oznai. That's the definition of expressing it by word of mouth. V'shinantem sh'tim chododim b'ficha means says Bnei Yeshua. Not only b'ficha, but it's going to be loud enough that you can actually hear it. That's called a b'ficha. That's the true key of mitzvah tamat Torah. And that we see from the Rishonim, we see from the Rambam, we saw from the Chachmas Adon, how he explains Pshat in the Mechaba, and now we see almost in the Mefurash Gemara, the way the Pnei Yeshua learns it, that the Chavis Limud Torah, the Chavis Limud Torah is bepeh. The Chavis Limud Torah is bepeh. Nafkimine would be whether one makes a bracha on Hiru, one doesn't make a bracha on Hiru. What we don't understand, what we need to understand is why. Why is the mitzvah tamat Torah tied up so much with bepeh? Why is it bepeh? Why is the peh so important? Why is it such an integral part of our chayvus mitzvah tamat Torah? The chayvus b'gisa b'yem b'layla, I'm learning. If prayer is just a means of amassing knowledge, of understanding Dibra Elikim, of course, Torah is Dibra Elikim, and then when I learn Torah, I'm amassing an understanding, and I'm connecting to the Dibra Elikim. Why is the peh so important? When I'm a Hari in Torah, I'm also connecting myself to the words of I'm also analyzing the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm also learning Torah. But why is the Torah such an integral part of the Chavis Limud Torah? The Gemara in the Dorim tells us, the Gemara says, G'dayla Mila, Shil Molei Mila, Lo Niskayim Shemayim Ba'aretz. If it wouldn't be for Mitzvahs Mila, Lo Niskayim Shemayim Ba'aretz. The Gemara says, why? Because it says, Imloi Berisi Yoimim V'layla, Chukis Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. Imloi Berisi Yoimim V'layla, Chukis Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. Had I not created, I'd not made the Bris, Yoimim V'layla, Chukis Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. Brisi says the first mandama is Bris, the Mitzvahs Mila, the Bris Mila. The Bris is covenant which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Kal Yisrael with regards to Mitzvahs Mila. Yud Gimel Brisis, Imloi Berisi Yoimim V'layla, Chukis Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. I wouldn't have created the Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. They wouldn't be there. Imolei Mitzvahs Mila, Lo Niskayim Shemayim Ba'aretz. The next time the Gemara quotes the second mandama. Imolei Bris HaTeir. Imolei Mitzvahs Teir. There wouldn't be Mitzvahs Teir. Lo Niskayim Shemayim Ba'aretz. Why? Imloi Berisi Yoimim V'layla, Chukis Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. The Gemara says this is machlekes. It's quite clear in the Achrenim, the Kivega, and the Gon, in many places, that the Gemara is not a machlekes, but rather two Tanoim who are understanding the word bris in two different ways. The first mandam understands the word bris, that's referring to bris mila. Therefore, Imloi Berisi Yoimim V'layla, Chukis Shemayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti, bris mila. Without bris mila, there would be no Shemayim Ba'aretz. Second mandam says no. Bris refers to the bris haloshin. The bris haloshin is the bris of the mouth, and the mouth must be used only for Torah. Bris haloshin is use your mouth for Torah and for nothing else. If you don't use your mouth for Torah, then chukis shemayim v'aretz is something. The shemayim v'aretz would never have been created. Both bris mila and the bris haloshin, bris haTorah, both are miskayim the shemayim v'aretz. So again, we see this analogy, this combination, this comparison in the Gemara between the bris haloshin, the power of koyach haTorah, the bris that a person has is obligated to use his mouth only for the right thing for Torah, and again bris mila, which is a bris which the Ben Shem gave Kal Yisrael in order to niskadish asmavonmutalach, to use the koyach of the bris only for the mitzvah of Peruvu. Two brisos, the bris HaTorah, bris HaLashon, and the bris of Torah. We find many, many times that there's this comparison, this analogy between the bris HaLashon and the bris of bris Mila, the bris HaMori. The very gematria of the word Mila. The gematria of the word Mila is 65, which is the same gematria as the word Peh. Mila, again, and Peh is the same gematria. We find the word oral. 85. We find the word oral. The word oral in the Torah, both with regards to the bris haloshin and to the regards to the bris hamila, yimoil b'sar alasim. Right, the person has to be yimoil b'sar alaskan. That's the oral of the bris hamila. There's the word oral, which is attributed to somebody who is not b'mikayim his bris hamila. And we found in last week's sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself as aral sefasayim. He can't He can't speak. A lack of being able to express that which he has to express is also called an oral. An oral suffer sign. So the definition of an oral is defined, is placed not only by somebody who is an oral be'etzem, an oral be'etzem without being mekayim bris milah, but also somebody who can't use the lashon, can't use his tongue, can't use his mouth for what the mouth is given for Torah. We find as well that somebody who misuses the Kayach HaBris Mila is defined in the Torah as Ra. Somebody evil. We know by Erev Einan, where they misused the power and the Kayach of the Bris Mila, they misused it. The Gemara says they were Dachim Bifnim and Zarem Bechutz. They misused the Kayach of the Bris Mila. So the Pasuk says they were Ra Be'eni Hashem. They were Ra. The other place that we find the word Ra is when a person is Motzi Dibara by the Meraglim. The Meraglim, they spoke Lashon Hara. They said Motzi Shemra about Eretz Yisrael. They were Motzi Dibara. Again, Lashon Hara. The attribute of Ra, the definition of Ra, is only attributed to somebody who misuses a Kayach HaBris Milah and somebody who misuses the power of mouth. We find as well that the Kayach HaSotan, where is the Sotan's main focus? Where is the Sotan's main avoider? Where is he trying to trap us and get us to be mekalkel in its greatest form? And there's nobody will deny it that the main focus of the Sotan is in two places. One is in the Kayach HaBris, which is Yidua, of the Yisrael Esarayis is the mocking where the Sotan is trying to be mekalkel Klal Yisrael, and it's evident right around the world, throughout everywhere that we look. That is the main focus and the main avoid of the Sotan is the Hatul Lehem Esarayis, to try and find some way to be mekalkel in Kedushas Klal Yisrael. And we also find Chazal tell us Kulam bavak loshon hara means that in the kerech hashmir of the loshon, in the bris loshon, in the power of the mouth, to be able to control one's mouth is kulam bavak loshon hara. There, the sotan is so powerful that it's kulam bavak loshon hara. So we see this connection and this analogy between the bris loshon and the bris moy in almost tied in together hand by hand. We find even in other places the word achila, and this has a little bit to do with the Adam Rishon. We find the word achila refers to Torah, the word achila refers to the Bris Hamor as well. We know that lechu lechmu belachmi, don't eat your bread of Torah, you eat the bread of Torah. Torah is defined as eating the bread of Torah, and we know that in by Yosef it says that the kiyam alechem asheru oichel, that refers to he was trying to send a remes Potiphar to his wife, that Yosef, that she was trying to send a remes to her husband, that Yosef was mezana with her. Again, the word achila is achila bepeh, and there's achila of zanus, achila of arayis as well. Because the bris hamor and the bris haloshen are two ends of the same spectrum. They are two ends of the same spectrum, and they're both are the same focus and are there for the same purpose. And the Gaon tells us in many, many places, the Gaon in many, many of his Ksavim, the Gaon says a chiddush nifla. And the Gaon says, when he says in the Torah, "Shinnamtam levanecha eile talmidecha," why do we define talmidim as bonim? Why do we find talmidim as bonim? Call them talmidim, what's wrong? Torah couldn't write, "Shinnamtam levanecha." Why levanecha? Why "Shinnamtam levanecha"? Why only levanecha? And we know we're talking about talmidim. It's many, many times. "Shinnamtam levanecha," Chazal says in Sifri, in many places, "Shinnamtam levanecha eile talmidecha." Says the Gaon, a chiddush nifla. He says, because the true avoider of limud Torah is not just to amass knowledge of Torah, and it's not just to be able to connect to the dibur of Torah, which is itself an extremely important thing, but the true avoider of limud Torah is to be meilid bonim through Torah. There's two ways a person can create bonim. You create bonim through the physical action of creating bonim as a father fathers a child. That's creating bonim through the bris hamila. Or you can create bonim, spiritual bonim, but it's a real creation of bonim. A person through limud Torah, by learning Torah bepeh, expressing it by his mouth, learning it with talmidim, learning with his chavrusa, learning with his friend, he is now being moilid bonim. He's creating the ruach of Torah, ruach of a child inside that person. You are creating and giving a rebirth to that person that's now accepting that Torah from you. V'shinantum levanecha is because they are levanecha, they are your bonim. It's not just a figure of speech. It's not just a way of describing talmidim. They are your talmidim, are truly your bonim. They're not your physical bonim, but they are your spiritual bonim. That is the true avodah, says the Gaon, of limud Torah. And that's why bris hamor and the bris haloshen always go hand in hand, because they are both the coming to the same ends, slightly through different means, but to the same ends. Both are there for one purpose and one purpose only, is to create talmidim, to create children. Bris Hamori, Bris Haloshen, Bris Hamori is to create children. That's the Kedushas Klal Yisrael, and the Bris Haloshen is to create children, to create bonim through the power, through the Kayach HaTorah. The Gemara says in Yevamos, a phenomenal story. The Gemara says that Ben Azai said in Yevamos that somebody who's not Mekayim Puruvu is Kilo Shefach Domin. Ben Azai himself upset somebody who's not Mekayim Peruvu, he's Kilu Shefer Domin. He's Kilu Shefer Domin. So he's a Talmidim turned around to Ben Azai, and it's well known Ben Azai never got married. Ben Azai never got married. He remained a single man all his life. So they turned around to Ben Azai, they said, yes, Shemna Dairish Vena Mekayim. There's some people who dashen beautifully, very eloquently, but not Mekayim. They keep that everything that they dashen, they keep. Yes, she'ein not derish, she'ein not kaim. And he said, yes, not derish, she'ein not Mekayim. There's some people who have very eloquent rushes, and they get up there and they can dashen, but they're not keeping everything they're saying. They said, you Ben Azai, you've just told us, somebody who does not keep Purim Avu is Kielu Shevach Domim. Look at you, you've remained a boch all your life. How can you get up and dash and not keep that which you said? So Ben Azai responded, he said, Ma yase, he said, Nafshi chashka batayr. Nafshi chashka batayr. What's Ben Azai's answer? If you would ask Ben Azai, why haven't you shaken lulav this morning? Would he say, Nafshi chashka batayr? Of course he shook lulav. You would ask him, why didn't you sit in the sukkah? He wouldn't say, Nafshi chashka batayr. Because there's a mitzvah sukkah, a mitzvah shiatayach la de'achim, you have a chayva, it's teicha tayr. How can he turn around and say, Nafshi chashka batayr? What answer is that? Says the Neid B'Yud, an enormous chiddush. Do you know what Ben Azai's answer was? He says, you're 100% right. I'm a Noah Mekayim. I can't be Mekayim per Ruth through using the Bris HaMoed. I can't do, because Nafshi Chashka Batayr. But I'm still Mekayim my Mitzvahs per Ruth through Limatayr. Through Limatayr, I'm Mekayim my Mitzvahs per Ruth. Nafshi Chashka Batayr. He says, Ben Azai is a second means of fulfilling the Mitzvah of per Ruth. Why? Because the Mitzvah of the Dusha and the Din of Bris HaMoed and the Bris HaLoshon are two ends of the same spectrum. Bris HaMoed is there in order for Kedushas Kavas to populate and to Mekayim Mitzvahs per Ruth. Bris HaLoshon, the primary focus of Limatayr is exactly the same. The primary focus of Limatayr is to be able to express it by mouth, to learn not only with yourself by mouth, but to learn with your Talmidim. Therefore, says the Rambam, what's the source, what's the Mekayim in the Torah for Mitzvahs Limatayr? Is Lilmoy Chachmas HaTayr Ula Lamda, because that's the true Limatayr. Lilmoy Chachmas HaTayr Ula Lamda. And therefore, says the Chavis Yod, there's no Chavis Bechas HaTayr on any other type of Limatayr. Of course, there's a Mitzvah, a key Mitzvah of Yisa Bayem Ulaila. But the true Limatayr is Lilmoy Chachmas HaTayr Ula Lamda. Shinun, Shetim Chudadim Beficha. It should be expressed by mouth. It should be clear. It should be able to express it between one and another. It should be Maisi Beper to the Pazif. Neshua said it should be not just Maisi Beper. It should be Mashmi'a La'oznoi. It's got to be Mashmi'a La'oznoi. And the primary mitzvah's limitator is Maisi Beper. Therefore, the Takana of Bechas HaTayr, which is Be'ikah on Esek HaTayr, which is on the Avodah, the true Avodah of limitator, that's the Avodah of Shinantam Levanecha, of a limitator which is Maisi Beper. We stand here at the beginning of the 3 days of Limatayah. Fantastic, sitting here in Limatayah. You're all sitting here thinking about everything that we're saying. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a Meridik Akim Mrs. Limatayah. But there's a greater Akim Mrs. Limatayah if we'll be learning and be Motsi Bepeh. We can't have a shiur where everybody's sitting and shouting out, it's Kemish Anazazah. Wouldn't be much of a shiur. But the true Avodah of Klal Yisrael must be to sit and learn, be Motsi Bepeh. And how can we be Motsi Bepeh only if you're sitting and learning the Chavrusa? If you're sitting and learning the Chavrusa, and both Chavrusas are learning, not one falling asleep. If both Chavrusas are learning, and both of the Chavrusas are expressing everything that they say, and they're learning the Gemara together, that's a true Limatayah, because then you're each learning Torah and you're teaching it to each other. That's what the Yisod of Chavrusa is, and that's a true Limatayah. I challenge all those Askanim who have been Misakan and made this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, this Yachakala, but they should set up something new. They should set up a new Yachakala every Sunday morning. You should get 200 Chavrusas sitting in a basement medrash, sitting and learning a Blat Gemara together from 9:30 to 11:30. There's no reason why not. It would be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. You could have a Shinantam, a Lilmaid Olalami, Lilmaid Chachas HaTayah Lambda, to be able to learn Limatayah b'chavrusa, but Safsa Achas would be the true kiyum of Shinantum Levanecha. That would be a Limatayah of Moitzi Bepeh, Mashmi'a La'oznoi. That Kol Tayah will be the Shinantum Levanecha, Eil Talmidecha. It will be Mekayim, the Mitzvahs Peruvu of Mitzvahs Limatayah. The Rishon should give us Siat Nishmaya, that we should be able to see a true Limatayah, the Lim of Shinantum Levanecha, Berabim, Safsa Achas, B'Kayim.